Welcome, everybody. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show. I like to have a laugh and enjoy life and things like that whilst talking about being exterminated by ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery at the same time. My very special guest is Stacey Montague. Welcome back. Now, we had you had a thought process coming out there about how to wake people up by staging a truth or false flag on them and filing false police reports.
That was your idea. That was your idea. So my idea to this gentleman was to, you know, simply cut off the cable. I mean, turn it off, shut it off. Now the individual is going to get a little angry. Think of it like an intervention, right? I mean, some of these folks, we got to think of it like that. I mean, like you said, it really is, it's addictive. And I myself had a difficult time. I was that person that as soon as I got home from work, I'd flip on that TV, whether I knew what was on there or not, you know, and it was on, it was background noise that, you know, and it was hard at first. I mean, it there is something to do with the frequency that is literally coming out of the TV and it does affect you. So that's my suggestion to him.
It's a physiological thing. I think, again, the CIA figured this out. They were popping images in front of people, like a refresh frame rate or something like that, on the television screens and measuring brainwave activity and trying to figure out exactly at what point, at how many refreshes per second, can you not visually actually pick it all up. And your brain has to compensate by switching from alpha waves, which are your awake state. These are the things that correspond with math, logic, thinking, and stuff like that, to beta waves, which are the more emotional, colors, suggestible side of the brain. And I think it's about maybe 52 refreshes a second before your brain slips into that state, and it takes about 30 seconds of looking at it. And so you're not fully awake, you're not fully conscious. That's why everybody just kind of sits there in a zombified state with their mouth kind of half hanging open, you know, like, I don't know. It's really, really freaky when you know how it's done and that it's done on purpose to brainwash and mind control people and allow subliminal messages to slip in there. Expose the New World Order. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it truly, like you said, I mean, I've got a younger child, and even to anybody else that comes in, it literally, I mean, their mouths come open. It's almost like they start to drool. I mean, it's not a good place for an adult or a child. I mean, and if you think that the child has to watch TV, you know, limit it, you know, it makes a huge, huge difference. And it's amazing how you start to feel about yourself or how you start to feel about situations. I mean, I think that, you know, whoever started it, you know, like you were saying, the CIA, I mean, whoever started all of this, making us fearful of everybody. I mean, our neighbor. I mean, it's unbelievable. You go, you know, to the grocery store, to the post office, you know, nobody will look you in the eye anymore. It's like they've made everybody out to be the proverbial boogeyman. Everybody's out to get you. And it's not true. I mean, there are so many terrific, absolutely fantastic people out there that are willing to help and that want to connect. The problem is that there's so many that are so locked into what that TV says, and that becomes their reality. And it's not true. I mean, it's so far from the truth that it gets me, you know, it gets me riled up because I want my friends to, you know, to pull away from it. And with this, like the gentleman said, they won't. I mean, one of the key things that, you know, that I learned about, I don't care what, you know, what truther that you're listening to. I mean, they're always, you know, you got to wake up, wake up, wake up. I personally get tired of, you know, of hearing that all the time. It's like,
me too.
I mean, you know, it just gets old. People are going to, you know, quote unquote, wake up when they're ready to. I mean, one of the things, and I don't remember who was interviewing him.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, there was a Jordan Maxwell interview, and it struck me. It was one of those things that you're like, you know what? I mean, that explains the whole thing. I mean, he said, you know, you can look at this whole thing and you can get frustrated about it, and you can go into a bedroom, you know, and visualize that. You can go into a bedroom, you can throw on the lights to literally to wake somebody up, okay? Well, two things are most likely going to happen. That one is that person is going to be so angry, they're going to start screaming and shouting at you, you know, and to turn off the lights and leave them alone. Or two, the person's just going to roll over and go back to sleep. Well, I mean, both of these scenarios are really not what any of us are after. I mean, we want people...
I like the cold bucket of water approach.
I know. And I it probably sound like I'm, you know, I'm too, you know, airy fairy that you want, you know. But the thing is, people are not going to wake up if they're not ready to. I mean, you could talk to them till you're blue in the face about hermetics, you know, about a certain concept. And if they're not ready, they're not ready. And you know what? It's not my responsibility or anybody else's to make them ready. And that's one of the big things, you know, in the book is that, you know, I learned that. And it doesn't make me better, because I don't think any of us are any better. We may be on a different path or on a different part of the path, but that doesn't mean that you're any better than me or that I'm better than you. And some of the stuff, you know, that is going on in the truth movement, I mean, you guys can be, wow. I mean, really nasty. I mean, and then it takes me to, you know, come on. Can't you see that they're trying to divide and conquer? I mean, they're taking the people that are actually making a difference and that are doing good things, and they want to rip you guys apart at, you know, right at the seams. And, you know, it's an old trick, and it works. You know, divide and conquer's been around for a long time. Hey, you know, let's do it. And it gets difficult. I mean, a lot of the, you know, I don't get into it.
I've got a lot to say based on what you were just saying, and most of it in agreement. Okay, so when somebody's trying to divide and conquer you, they're usually some kind of a sociopathic scumbaggery individual, or they're just not clued up at all. And as far as I'm concerned, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Don't pay any attention to people who don't inspire you, enlighten you, or help you in any way, shape, or form. There's a block function on YouTube. There's a block function on Skype. There's a block function on Facebook. Block! You never hear from the motherfucker again. Beautiful. That's it. Right. And not to mention, if you're a narcissistic scumbaggery individual, being blocked and having no response to your constant attacks and things like that really, really gets their goat and gets them off their right. game. And meanwhile, you're ignoring them and staying on yours. So that's how I deal with it. And talking about, you know, waking up, and it's become a truth of cliche, like just like the phrase, I think it's disinfo. You know, and people forget that analogy is kind of like from The Matrix, you know, wake up, Neo. But I think about it in a literal analogy. Waking up in the morning, and suddenly you see everything, and you're no longer in a dream world, right? But what do you do after you wake up? Is waking up the pinnacle of your existence? No, you've got to get out of bed. And most people are stuck in between that wake up zone. You know, when you really need to pee or something real early in the morning, and you can't be bothered getting out of bed, but you can't get back to sleep because you need to pee. That's the state people are in.
Right? Oh, that's beautiful.
And my producer.
I should have talked to you before I, you know, finished the book, and because my humor, you know, my humor section of the book isn't, you know, that long. I should have, you know, called you up and said, hey, you know, that was beautifully put.
This is why you can put more additions together or whatever. And the other element is the reason why people get self-defeatist about it, I think, is because they take personal responsibility for waking other people up. Bad idea. Okay.
Right.
Did you give birth to that person? No. Okay. Then they're not really your responsibility. And even if you did give birth to that person, are they over 18? Yep. Then they're not your responsibility now anyway. So.
Right.
Why exactly are you sitting there trying to wake them up, okay? It's not a good idea, man. It'll take four different people, I think, to say similar things to get them to start thinking about it, but eventually they're the one that actually wakes themselves up based upon those many different interactions. Like, if you see something on the news, then hear it on the radio, then see it in a magazine, then see it in a newspaper, boom, it's real for you. However, right. You have one person come up and tell you one thing one time and just keeps going on about it, boom, it's not real. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the problem people have. They don't know how to brainwash people properly. basically, you know, I consider myself a bit of a brainwasher here because I've got a radio program. This is a brainwashing mechanism, everybody. You're being brainwashed by Vinnie Eastwood right now. I'm trying to brainwash you into waking up and getting out of bed and then going to work against the New World Order and against the scumbaggery, and also brainwash you into knowing that you're being brainwashed. I'm trying to teach you that you don't need a teacher, okay? That kind of thing.
Right.
And the reason why people get so fed up with the truth movement is because they're going out and they're trying to get results based on things that aren't their responsibility that they can't change in the first place. No wonder. It's pushing Shiite Muslim uphill. It's a waste of time.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean you can't wake people up. It just means, you know, you can't do it right now with this one factoid or something of that nature. I mean, look at it this way. Think about how you personally woke up. Was it one person that said one thing and then all of a sudden everything became clear to you? No, it was mostly you doing shockingly large amounts of hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of documentary filmmaking, looking at websites, listening to radio shows, wasn't it? Which you chose to do, and nobody had a gun to your head and forced you to do.
That's right. I look back and it was like, wow, if I would have, you know, you think back of, you know, taking that red pill, so to speak, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, it was like going through an education, you know, in such a, well, it was a good 3 years worth. So it was like, you know, going to a university and getting educated. And sometimes I felt like throwing up, you know.
Oh, yeah. It brought me to tears a number of times.
Oh, I mean, I what happened is, you know, all this information, some of it is just, it's vile, you know. I mean, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe, you know, and you don't want to believe it, even though it's true. And it, you know, it shakes you right down to your core when you realize that the world that you thought you were living in is not even remotely close. And it's taken, you know, it's taken years. I mean, like you said, it wasn't just one thing. It was a slow, you know, evolution for me. I mean, and then you pull away for a little bit and you go out for a walk and it's like, wow. I mean, so what happened to me is you have all this information and all this, and I wanted to do something to help. I mean, in my own way. And that's where the idea of the book came about. The strange part, usually if I would listen to a radio show or read a bunch of material, I mean, I was reading an ungodly amount of books. I mean, it was like, I was crazed. I mean, it's like I couldn't, because it was so interesting, and the truth is, it, you know, that whole thing, you know, you can't handle the truth. You do. It is difficult. I'm not saying that it's easy, you know, but it's worth it. I mean, I there's no way I would go back to where I was. I couldn't. You can't. I mean, you look at everything differently. And so what happened is I started going outside. I mean, every time, you know, I would have to get out and think about this stuff. It's like, really? I mean, they're doing this to kids, and people are just, they're looking the other way. And I mean, there were a lot of things I struggled with. Well, I kept going outside, and then I'm walking around, you know, without shoes on, and I'm really, you know, I'm the only time that I could find any peace, to be honest with you, Vinny, was when I was outside. The more that I would either put my hands in dirt, which totally cracks up my family, I am the stereotypical, you know, growing up little girl that, I mean, I didn't want to get dirty. I was real, you know, real prissy little thing. I didn't want anything to get dirty. Didn't want dirt to touch me. And I cannot get enough of it. I mean, I want to do a greenhouse thing and...
Yeah. Okay, well, hold that thought. Hold that cough. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. After the break. And my producer also said something to me yesterday. He says, you know, if you're either awake now or you're not. And I said, bro, were you always awake? And he's going, no, I woke up in 1995. And I said, then anybody can wake up. It's just a dependent of when. We'll be right back.